Heinz Alumni presents the eAlerts Tutorial Department. Audio tutorials for refresher, advancement, and information. Okay, this is Keith once again with another instructional tutorial from HeinzAlumni.org. Today, what I want to focus on is orientation and mobility. I thought I would pick something low-tech. Why does it all have to be high-tech? And this is just a basics introduction to what it is exactly when we talk about orientation and mobility. For those who have been blind for some time, you already know what that means. Maybe for some who have never heard that term before, let me put it this way. It's a fancy way of simply saying walking around as a blind person. And as you may suspect, there's two parts to orientation and mobility. For a military aspect, you think of the orientation as the strategy. That's the overarching big plan of how to get something done. And think of mobility as tactics. That is what you do as you place one foot in front of the other on the ground. Now, I have a sample, a bit of audio, to demonstrate a little bit of tactics as I have a short walk through my hallway here in my house. And so let's listen to that, and you're going to notice a few techniques amongst these tactics: a blocking technique with your hands, how to walk with your cane as you step left and step right and sweep left and sweep right, and climbing a stairway technique. So there's some three basic techniques there to listen in on this very, very short bit of audio. Here we go. Okay, we're just going to do a sample walk through here. I have a short hallway, and to get started, I'm going to untangle a foot. There we go. One technique is just to use a blocking technique where you have your arm out, say your hand at face level, and you're kind of swiping right as you step left and swiping left as you step right. And you use your other hand at waist level, and you're doing the same kind of motion. That way you can find things like doorways, like I'm in right now. And I'm at a point in my hallway where it's time to turn either left or right. If I turn right, it's just a short distance to a blank wall. If I turn left, using a cane technique, we'll say we'll step forward and we'll turn left. And it's a good idea to square up on the wall so you can just feel the wall and do that. Put your shoulder against the wall, hip against the wall, and square up on it. And once you know you're square, you walk. Very simple. You step left and sweep right. And where that cane touches is where your right footfall will be. And so you step right, sweep left. And where that cane touches is where your left footfall will be. And you keep doing that. I'm just tapping, just for an audio cue, as I walk down my short hallway here. And that is some low-tech advice from a person who is not qualified to be a professional mobility instructor. So take that as you will. Now here's some going upstairs technique. I'm at the bottom of the step, and the best way to do this is you grab hold of a handrail. And this step, or in this staircase, the only handrail is on the left. It's very, very narrow. It's only about barely enough room for one person to go up or down at a time. What you do is you take your cane and you hold it in front of you so it's catching the riser of the step. And you step up with your left foot, let's say. And as you step, you hear my cane thump against the riser. I'll do it again. Step with right foot and the cane will thump against that riser, left foot, it thumps against the riser, right foot thumps against the riser, and so forth, all the way up the steps.
And you hold it in front because when you get to the top, whoop, see, I stepped and my cane didn't thump at the top of the steps. So one more, and now I am fully at the top.
All right. Well, there was, like I said, really short walkthrough. It wasn't meant to be long. Now, the only thing I will add to that, as people want to practice such techniques, is if you can find a long, straight hallway, as long as you possibly can, and just practice walking to the end, turn around, and walk to the other end, and just practice those techniques of stepping left, sweeping right. And another thing I didn't mention is trying to maintain a straight line if you find yourself bouncing from the left wall to the right wall to the left wall. Okay, you're probably doing the proper technique, and you're probably ready to move to the next step, which would be to maintain a straight line. And you just kind of have to visualize in your head a straight line. Something else you might could do is make sure you sweep a little bit far to the right. Let's say you want to track down the right wall. And just make sure your cane touches that every so often to make sure you're in the right spot. And sometimes you don't have a long hallway. And maybe there's a sidewalk you can practice on. Just pace down the sidewalk and back up. Because the more you practice, the better you'll be at these mechanical things when you place one foot in front of the other. And do it in a safe environment. This is why I noted in my audio, I am not a professional mobility instructor. It would be wise if you were going to venture out into the world to make sure you have some sighted supervision if you've never done stuff like this before, or if you need some confidence boosts to have someone escort you to make sure that you're staying safe. But do this in the safety of your own home, your apartment building, and a safe hallway. At a time when it's not going to be too crowded or busy. And the goal is to work on the technique. Work on having good form, good poise, good posture. It'd be better to work on that than to worry about rushing outdoors too fast or rushing down too long of a hallway. It's more about how it feels when you do that posture. And let me speak real quick about posture. Military people, position of attention, you know how to do that. Head back, shoulders square, right above your hips, knees slightly bent, hands rolled up as a fist at the side of your trouser seams. Okay, we don't have to go that far. But you do want to have good posture. And the cane, you should have the goal of having your hand centered on your belt buckle. I know you hit a crack and it's going to jam you in the belly. It's not fun. But that's the goal. I mean, do that if you can. Because if you don't, and it's easy to do, to pull that cane off to the side, then your sweep will be off. And it's a good idea to have an equal sweep left and sweep right. And it's easiest to do that, honestly, if your hand is centered on that belt buckle and you just do a pivot action at the wrist to sweep just a little bit left and a little bit right, just enough so that cane touches right in front of where those toes are going to fall. You don't have to sweep wide at all. The only time you would is if you're going to be walking outdoors in a rural environment where you do kind of need to sweep wide to find the shoreline of the side of a road or something. Hey, but that's technique that comes later, not so much today. So that's some tactics on walking and some things that you have to mentally process as you just do a simple walk with a cane. Hey, who knew it would be so complicated? But that's why we practice, and we practice, and we practice in a safe environment. So with that said, this has been Keith with just a few moments of my thoughts on orientation and mobility. So stay tuned at HeinzAlumni.org. Subscribe to our newsletter. And don't miss any of our posts that get posted throughout the week.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the eAlerts Department for Tutorials. Stay in touch by visiting HeinzAlumni.org and sign up for our newsletter. Visit HeinzAlumni.org and look for the subscribe link. Thanks for listening.